I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, September 20th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaios. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's a cool one, 59 degrees.
Good speeds on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. As you just heard from Dave and Debbie, breaking news. Police in Newport News, Virginia, are investigating a shooting at a high school today. Police say two people received non-life-threatening injuries. Police Chief Steve Drew just gave an update a few minutes ago as parents continue to pick up their kids outside the school.
11:38 today, we responded to a call of a shooting inside here at Heritage High School. Officers responded. Inside, we had, as you imagine, a little bit of a chaotic scene. It was to try to get things under control as quickly as we could, locate our shooter, and protect our students. The school has been completely evacuated. We did that with federal resources and primarily the Newport News Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office, and firemen helping us along with paramedics. We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg. Both of those shooting victims are 17. I have a male that has been shot in the side of the face and a female that's been shot in the lower leg. The reports I just got from the hospital is neither one are considered life-threatening. And I thank God for that. That is the most important thing, those two individuals, first off. The individual has also been transported that had a sprained or broken arm. I don't want to go too much into that, because I'm not sure exactly, but Chief Johnson followed up with that for me. I believe that happened when as individuals were running out of the school, may have fallen and fallen on his arm. But we'll find more about that. Another individual that had asthma was transported for breathing issues. All right. We're hearing that there may be another that went straight to another hospital, but we know that we only have, at this point, two shooting victims. Once the school was evacuated, Chief Creswell handled the scene outside, along with Chief Johnson, myself and Chief Grinstead, with the assets inside. Captain Hires, his precinct, facilitated getting the students out. I will tell you, the teachers did an amazing job. Students did an amazing job funneling through. We placed both of them, and Dr. Parker will probably be more elaborate than I am, but to outside the building towards the tennis courts, and he can talk to you a little bit about how we're getting students home. But at this point right now, the FBI and the police department are surgically going through and searching, along with state troopers, are searching every inch of the school. They've given us the master keys. We'll go through and check every room, every hallway, closet, gymnasium, library. I'm not rushing through that. I need to make sure that there's no one else inside that school. We don't believe there's anyone injured. It is very possible and probable we may find a student or a teacher, an employee that didn't answer right away, that might have been scared. It's in a closet or in a locked room. We anticipate that. But that's what we're doing right now, is at least searching to make sure that everything's okay.
We will continue to monitor this breaking news story and bring you the latest as it does become available today. In developing news, we have just received the 911 call reporting an incident between Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. A man named Chris called Grand County Sheriff's Office on August 12th.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
Police caught up with the van they took off in and interviewed the couple. Gabby admitted to slapping Brian, and Brian admitted to pushing Gabby away. Police separated the couple for the night and did not press charges. We are anxiously awaiting an autopsy in Jackson, Wyoming, to confirm whether a body found yesterday in a dispersed camping area is that of Gabby Petito. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live from the Bridger Teton National Forest with the very latest. Nick?
as normal in the town of Jackson at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort and Grand Teton National Park. But a few miles northeast of the majestic Grand Teton, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have the Spread Creek Camp area closed to the public. They're still canvassing the area after discovering a body matching the description of Gabby Petito to see if there are any other indications of what might have happened there. Tomorrow's autopsy will solidify whether Gabby is who the FBI found, but it does seem as though everyone is acting as if, including her family. Just as important as a positive ID, or possibly more critical for their investigation, determining a cause of death. Reporting live from the Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The discovery at Spread Creek came after KSL's own Dave Colley, host of the Cold Podcast, identified that area as a likely search zone last Thursday, 2 days before the FBI publicly revealed they were focusing their attention there.
The information that had first pointed me to Spread Creek came from the campsite research and review app Gabby had used. It's called The Dirt. Now I'm looking at the other locations Gabby had marked to see where else she and Brian Laundrie might have stayed. I think it's important because it's possible their domestic violence situation in Moab, Utah last month might not have been a one-off. So I would like to hear from anyone who saw them in or around Idaho Falls, Alpine, Hoback, or Jackson.
Now you can share any sightings of Brian Laundrie, Gabby Petito, or their van in those areas with us by emailing cold@ksl.com. Coming up on KSL, new wildfires in Utah and California, but in California, it's much more of a mess. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have an accident westbound on I-80. It's on the on-ramp at 2300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Cougars take three in a row.
And that will do it.
It's a great time to be a Cougar. So listen all week to KSL's Unrivaled at 7 on KSL News Radio.
Life has taught you many lessons, like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctors' offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states and with select state programs.
It's the aging month, and that means it's the ideal time to talk about cataracts and how they're affecting aging eyes. If you're over 60 and experiencing cloudy, blurry vision, it could be cataracts. Make plans to see the cataract experts at Hoops Vision. They specialize in all laser cataract surgery, considered the optimal choice because of increased accuracy, better visual outcomes, and faster healing time. Hoops Vision's experienced surgeons have completed tens of thousands of successful cataract surgeries, so you can trust them with your precious sight. Even better, new advancements in lenses mean restored vision on your terms. You may not even need those pesky reading glasses. Make sure you see all of life's precious moments with the restored vision you deserve. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit them at hoopsvision.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Police are releasing the 911 call that led them to talk to Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie outside Moab last month. In that call, the man says he saw a man slap a woman before that couple drove away. We'll continue to bring you the very latest on this story throughout the day. Fire crews already have a new fire under control that's burning just west of Scipio. Lightning started the Long Canyon fire yesterday afternoon. It's expected to burn itself out soon. Crews are working to mop it up and continue to monitor the fire in case the flames pick up again. There are new evacuation orders near the Windy Fire in California's Sequoia National Forest. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
In a nutshell,
this area is beautiful, but it's also dangerous.
Tan Nguyen with California's Orange County Fire Authority says firefighters have wrapped the monstrous sequoia trees with fire-resistant aluminum and wrapping several large wood cabins nearby.
And they've actually set up sprinklers in that area and cleared the, the fuel on the ground to, keep that fire, away, and if it actually does burn, to keep it low intensity.
Evacuation areas include Ponderosa and Quaking Aspen. It's been hot and dry with steep terrain. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Salt Lake City police have identified an 18-year-old man they say is part of an aggravated assault this weekend near East High School's football stadium. Police and the school resource officers say a 17-year-old East High student saw the two people arguing after the football game. Police say the student tried to intervene when the 18-year-old pulled a gun and put it to her head. No arrests have yet been made. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, it looks like the accident that we had called out on I-80 going westbound at the on-ramp at 2300 East has already been wrapped up. We are looking at a delay-free drive on your Salt Lake County freeways. That's the good news. We're in good shape there. If you're in the downtown area, you still may want to avoid the area of 4th South and 10th West. Crews have been there investigating an earlier crash from this morning. They still may be on the scene and blocking traffic. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Hard to beat the weather here. The air crystal clear, sunshine, a cool day, only 65 for the high. Fall definitely feels like it's here. Tomorrow, 73 in the sunshine. It'll still be pretty nice. I'm Grant Wayman of the KSL Weather Center.
I know. I opened the slider this morning. The dog put his nose out there and went, no, I don't think so. I'm staying in until it's a little bit warmer. And right now, 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, Utah's water woes are not over as we head into fall. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has an in-depth look at where things sit right now. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
If you're looking to buy a home but have tried for months, here is some great news. Inventory levels have increased, and now many people have found houses and they're going under contract to buy them. So now is the time to call Rick at Loans by Rick and see the true low interest rates. Rick doesn't give the bank rate or credit union rate. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Loans by Rick clients often say that Rick's interest rates were the best that they could find, and Rick closed their loan in 12 to 22 days. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick. And if you need a cash out refinance, Rick's rates sizzle there too. Often your payment can go down and you can still get cash back. He can't do that. Oh, yes, he can. Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Testimonials are available at loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 2411-79, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, are equal housing lenders.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah health officials talking about the COVID-19 vaccine for younger children. Pfizer says their study shows it's safe for ages 5 to 11. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, police are responding to a shooting at a high school in Newport News, Virginia. Police say two people were shot, but they have non-life-threatening injuries. They are now searching for the suspect. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake City PD on the scene of an accident. Third South, 1300 East Valley Freeway, traffic running at a good pace and no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine but cool. Only 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The first planes returning refugees to their homeland have arrived in Haiti, but thousands more are encamped under a bridge just over the border from Mexico and Del Rio, Texas. Local Border Patrol agent and union rep Brandon Judd.
We can't get in there. It's way too dangerous. There's too many people. We just can't get in the middle of it. There have been reports of abuse, child abuse. There have been reports of rape. And so we just really don't know what's going on in there right now.
Also in Texas, one police officer dead, another injured in Houston. They were executing a search warrant at an apartment complex this morning when a suspect opened fire. Police Chief Troy Finner.
You got a suspect with a female girlfriend with small kids in that apartment complex, and he still fired upon our officers. Officers returned fire, at some point striking a suspect. The suspect is deceased at the scene.
A shooting at a Newport News, Virginia high school, the FBI says is providing assistance to local authorities. Two people taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities saying there are currently no active shooters. An investigation is ongoing. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe for children 5 to 11, expected to seek emergency use authorization. And today was supposed to be the day that the Biden administration was set to begin possible booster shots for all Americans over the age of 16. But an FDA advisory panel voting Friday to only recommend a third Pfizer shot for some vulnerable populations. ABC News contributor and infectious disease expert, Dr. Todd Ellerin.
We just don't have enough information on boosters to broadly recommend it for young, healthy kids. You know, they do so well anyways. They likely will do incredibly well once they've been vaccinated. So agree with that.
On Wall Street, the Dow and Nasdaq both plunging more than 2% over fears of problems in China's property market will infect the U.S. market. The Dow right now down 774 points. The Nasdaq off 396 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Despite recent storms, Utah is still in a major drought. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt looks at the current water situation.
In normal years, Utah gets enough precipitation for about a 2 years reserve. But this hasn't been a normal year.
Haven't had good precipitation. It's been exceptionally dry. The whole state is in a drought situation. We're now on the second year of our reserves. There's nothing left.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says this drought has taken a few years to get this bad. And what does that mean?
Generally speaking, holistically, it takes as long to get out of a drought as it takes to get in a drought.
Okay, not good. Kevin says best case scenario, we have a bountiful fall, winter, and spring, which will saturate the soil.
So that when the snow comes, that snow, when it melts, doesn't go back into the ground to recharge the soil moisture. It runs off into our reservoirs and streams.
Worst case scenario, we don't get at least 75% of normal precipitation.
Major water restrictions next year. And we're not talking secondary. Secondary systems would likely be shut down and the culinary water, the drinking water, the stuff we use in our homes, that would be in peril if we don't get the kind of water we need.
Yikes. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, things looking good?
Not too bad out on the Valley freeways. No delays. So that's the good news. That does include I-15 north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. We do have a crash in downtown Salt Lake City, 3rd South, 1300 East. You want to keep an eye out for crews on the scene there. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Chilly morning is here. Sunshine 65 today. That's going to be it. Way below average. Tomorrow, sunshine up to 73 and then 79. A really pleasant day on Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies. Going to warm up Thursday. Partly cloudy, 81. More the same on Friday. Also up to 81. And we'll keep it at the low 80s for the weekend. Great weather. Sunshine 82 Saturday and 83 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's a bit chilly, 60 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, taking a look at the markets, they are painful today. The market's reacting to some problems in China with a property giant. This property giant is having money problems, and that is impacting our markets here as investors are worried about what's happening with property in China. We'll get the very latest on your money news coming up at 12:25.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a nah. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.org. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK, like kidney, ARS. TowCars.org.
Imagine never having to pick up the phone to call a business again. No more phone tag, no more awkward voicemails, and no more awful hold music. That's the world Podium is creating by making it easier for customers to connect with small businesses like yours. You might have seen Podium's billboards all over the city and wondered what they do. Well, they're changing the way local businesses communicate and get stuff done across the globe, including right here in our own backyard. The Utah Jazz, RC Willie, Absolute HVAC. There's Fat Cats, Ken Garf, and Zero Res all use Podium to connect with their customers. With Podium's all-in-one inbox, you can chat with customers, get online reviews, collect payments from anywhere, and send marketing campaigns that actually get a response, all by sending a quick text. Everybody texts. With Podium, so can your business. Get started today with free tools at podium.com/KSL, or sign up for a paid Podium account and get a free credit card reader. Restrictions apply. That's podium.com/KSL.
The Age of Empowerment is here at the Free Senior Expo by Ageably. Join us September 29th and 30th at the Davis Conference Center in Layton, or October 7th and 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Find resources for older adults, connect with trusted providers in your local area, attend workshops, and get free health screenings so you can live a happier, healthier life now and plan for the future. Learn more at seniorexpo.ageably.com. Sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health.
Don't miss Siegel's Celebrating Soul Sisters event all day this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be incredible discounts and fun giveaways, including free Soul Sisters pins and a $150 Sweet Soul shopping spree given away at each Siegel location. You'll also save 40% on any one Sweet Soul clothing item. Drop by any Siegel book this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and get a free gift just for coming in. Don't miss Celebrating Soul Sisters this weekend at Siegel. Live inspired for less.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time 1224. The BYU Cougars football team is feeling good as they get back to practice today following their win over Arizona State Saturday night. The Cougars are now ranked 15th in the AP poll, and quarterback Jaren Hall says his injury at the end of the game was just him getting the wind knocked out of him when he got tackled. Utah State is also celebrating one of their best starts to a season in a long time. The Aggies are also 3-0 after beating the Air Force Falcons. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by Trajan Wealth. SpaceX founder Elon Musk is pledging to donate $50 million to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. SpaceX was using the Inspiration4 mission to space as a way to help raise funds for the hospital. One of the passengers was Haley Acrino, who is herself a cancer survivor who works at St. Jude. Puma is launching a new clothing collection inspired by Animal Crossing. The new designs came out on Saturday, and one of the adult sneaker has already sold out on the company's website. KSL Drives, people are trying to sell back their Chevy Bolts to GM. Company has not said how many of the vehicles it's bought back from customers, but they are offering an exchange for another GM car for the Bolt owners. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow, it's down by more than 2%. More than 2.5%. It's down by 875 points, sitting at 33,710. The NASDAQ down by 465. That is more than 3%. And the S&P 500 down by 113. The SpaceX Inspiration4 crew, the first all-civilian crew to travel to space, is back on solid ground.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman commanded and funded the mission. Air Force vet Chris Zembrowski was the mission specialist. Geoscience professor Dr. Cyan Proctor, the pilot, became the fourth Black American to go to space. And 29-year-old Haley Arsenault, the youngest American and first pediatric cancer survivor in space.
That is ABC's Andrea Fuigi reporting. And we will update your drive coming up next. And this week's movie show brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
The stories about our neighborhoods.
Manhunt going on at the Centerville and Farmington border.
The stories about Utah schools. The stories about politics and taxes and all the things important to you. Get a total rundown. Mornings between 5 and 9 with Tim and Amanda. They're Utah's morning companions for news.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
We've had a couple of KSL traffic troopers reporting debris in the road. It's wood northbound on I-15 near Lehigh Main Street. I have not been able to see it. Doesn't mean it's not there, but just keep an eye out for that. Downtown drivers, watch for a crash at 3rd South, 1300 East. We also have a new accident in Weber County. Ogden drivers, this one's for you. A crash westbound 12th Street at Adams Avenue, blocking a right lane of traffic. Box Elder County is home to Utah's official Fruit Highway 89. From peaches at their peak to the crispest apples around, plan your harvest. BoxElderCounty.org. That's BoxElderCounty.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And today's temperatures feeling a lot more like fall than summer. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine up to 65 today. Going to stay much cooler than usual after this chilly start. And a great day tomorrow. Sunny up to 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 60 degrees.
Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops
at 102.7 FM.
Good afternoon, 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Breaking news on KSL News Radio is our top story. Two children are seriously hurt after getting hit by a car this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The accident happened around 8 a.m. this morning on 1040 West, 400 South. Spokesman for the Salt Lake Police Department, Sergeant Mark Wyan, says they can't give out a lot of information right now.
We're still trying to notify parents or their guardians, so we're not giving their age.
Wyan says the driver of the car is male and he is cooperating with officers. Wyan is asking anyone in the area of the crash who have doorbell cameras to please notify the Salt Lake Police. He says crews are still trying to piece together what happened. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of people are protesting at the inland port offices as they say the port will just increase air pollution and take valuable water. The protesters were there to oppose a vote that was scheduled to happen, but that vote is being pushed back. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, the protesters accused the Inland Port Authority members of just ignoring the possible environmental problems that are likely to come with this kind of port. And they say that the board comes up with new ways to expand the number of trucks and trains that can come into the state. For instance, they say the new port industrial district will bring more diesel engines into Utah, even though they claim the authority board claims fewer trucks would actually come in. However, immediately after the protest ended, organizers got word that today's vote is actually being delayed. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
In developing news on KSL News Radio, we now have the 911 call reporting an incident between Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. A man named Chris called the Grand County Sheriff's Office on August 12th.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
Police caught up with the van that they took off in, and they interviewed the couple. Gabby admitted to slapping Brian, and Brian admitted to pushing Gabby away. Police separated the couple for the night and didn't press charges. We continue to monitor the search of Brian Laundrie's parents' home this afternoon in Northport, Florida. The FBI has been at the house executing a search warrant for hours now. There is also a heavy police presence outside the house. Police continue to search for Laundrie, who was last seen last Tuesday, according to his parents. We are hearing his attorney will speak at a news conference tomorrow morning at 11, and we will bring you that when it does begin. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Pfizer says its vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has the latest.
This news comes as hospitals are seeing a record number of cases of pediatric admissions, with some hospitals running out of ICU beds. As hospitals see these upticks, the debate over COVID policies in schools rages on. If this is approved, almost every K through 12 student in the country will be eligible to get vaccinated.
Pfizer says they will seek emergency use authorization in the coming weeks. Pfizer says their COVID vaccine is, again, let's get the very latest from Mary Richards.
The Pfizer study needs to be peer-reviewed, and then their findings go over to the FDA. Then Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare talks about the next steps.
We just have to make sure everybody is educated, knows how to do this, gets the system set up. So it should be end of October towards the beginning of November that it would be there and available at your pediatric office or pharmacy to get this for the kids.
Dr. Sheffield spoke to KSL's David Dujanovic show. The Utah Department of Health told us they are ready to distribute the two doses to kids when they're given the green light. They're waiting to get the recommendations and authorizations that come with this. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is again insisting that the administration isn't rushing the rollout of COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for the general population.
The advisory committee is meeting on Thursday. We've seen some recommendations that we felt was a step forward in providing more protection to people across the country, and we'll wait for that process to play out. Our objective and our role is to ensure we have the capacity, the number of shots to provide them to the American people.
Psaki also says President Biden will get a booster shot on camera when that happens. Coming up on KSL, all eyes will be on the president tomorrow ahead of a big speech. Boyd Matheson will explain why the pressure is on. Plus, a look at your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
We are still looking at good speeds on all your valley freeways, but we do have a crash in Ogden, westbound 12th Street at Adams Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Families now suing the state, saying the road had a bad design.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
The Jurassic Park movies. Do they end with the dinosaurs giving little kids horsey rides?
No. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Tonight on NBC is a night of great feels.
First, The Voice is back with a new coach, superstar Ariana Grande.
I feel excitement, anticipation, and
the new season looks amazing.
Then it's the premiere of the new drama, Ordinary Joe.
If you like This Is Us, you'll love Ordinary Joe.
We're talking great characters, and it's super emotional.
Yep, the premiere of Ordinary Joe after the return of The Voice.
One night, all the feels.
Tonight on NBC.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
One Salt Lake neighborhood feeling under siege.
We don't want our kids even playing outside for the fear of them getting stuck by a dirty needle.
A battle with no end in sight.
Was told for numerous months that they wouldn't do anything about it.
Outrage.
We've lost our neighborhood to a bunch of strangers.
Fear.
Some of our own family members can't really come and feel comfortable.
And frustration on all sides.
We definitely want this community to know that we're listening.
U.S. KSL investigates neighborhood neglect tonight at 10.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
And Blake Shelton.
And I'm so excited to join The Voice this season.
I'll put it on social media so everyone knows. Now get ready to hear the locks pouring in. Darn, the internet must be broken again.
I'll just give it a try on mine, just in case. Huh, guess they fixed the internet.
The new season of The Voice with Ariana Grande premieres tonight on NBC.
Okay, now you're just rubbing it in.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Police in Salt Lake investigating after two children were hit by a car this morning. The two school-aged children are in critical condition at the hospital. KSL News Time, 1237. The pressure is on for President Biden as he prepares to address the U.N. General Assembly tomorrow. Boyd Matheson joins me now live. And why is the pressure on? Explain what's going on, Boyd.
So this is the president had really been looking forward to this opportunity to speak to the U.N. General Assembly, was going to focus primarily on climate change and a few of those priorities out of the administration. Things have changed dramatically. Obviously, the very messy withdrawal from Afghanistan, the disaster that was the attack or the drone strike that ended up killing 10 civilians, including 7 children. And then you also have this flap with France, who has recalled their ambassador in protest over the submarine deal with the Australians. And so suddenly this is a much different kind of speech and a very different audience for President Biden as he rolls into this tomorrow. So it'll be very interesting. He's got to reassure allies. There's been a lot of question in the international communities. Is the United States still a reliable ally when it comes to a lot of these international things? And can the country really lead will be the question. So it's a very important speech for the president.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that's going to be. and just his countenance has to just be so firm, right?
Yeah, that's right, because there's an interesting debate going on.
You can't look shaken. Let's put it that way.
No, that's right. There has to be confidence. And many people are talking about a crisis of confidence in the president and in the United States. And some on the left here in the United States have been calling it more a crisis of really credibility and ability to actually be competent. And so there's a really interesting debate going on in terms of where the White House is. They seem overwhelmed with a lot of the issues that are coming in. And there's more coming, obviously, at home and and abroad. And so the president's speech tomorrow will matter to the international community. He also needs to send some important messages to people right here at home.
How about the situation with the Haitians and flying those refugees back to Haiti? How does that all fit into this scenario?
Yeah, it's all everything from the Haitian refugees being sent back there. You have all of the other issues down at our own border. And what is going on there? And again, a lot of it just seems like a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion that undermines credibility, undermines confidence from other nations in the United States. So the president has a lot of explaining to do. And I think more important than explaining, I think what the president has to do is show some confidence and some forward movement, a direction. I think if he does that, it will be a successful day at the UN. But it's a tall order. It's a very high bar for the president tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Source, is coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
We do have a couple of issues. Right now, we are waiting for crews to wrap up an earlier accident in the downtown area, 1300 East, 300 South. And that should be pretty much cleared out of the way. The crash we had in Ogden is already gone. That was westbound 12th Street at Adams Avenue. Had been blocking a right lane. Right now, freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. And that's in Salt Lake County, as well as north and southbound I-15 between Ogden and Provo. Want a 2.79% APR auto loan that you can close from the convenience of your home or office? At Hercules Credit Union, taking out a loan has never been easier. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Can't beat it. Lots of sunshine, temperatures on the cool side today and tomorrow. Today's high is in the 60s. Tomorrow we reach 73. And again, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, an investigator in Utah explains what's next in the search for Brian Laundrie. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This breaking health news is for those with chronic lung disease or post-COVID breathing complications. There's no need to suffer any longer. True Health now has a breakthrough treatment that brings relief to damaged lungs. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. This groundbreaking treatment uses the power of your own body to naturally heal and restore tissue, allowing your lungs to work the way they're supposed to. This simple office procedure requires no downtime. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 to receive your free consultation. Imagine living the active life you want without feeling like you're breathing through a straw. Be one of the first 15 people to call True Health at 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. It's time to come up for air. Call now and you can start breathing easier.
Every time we run our free furnace sale, people wonder, what's the catch?
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand this sounds too good to be true, but let me remind you how our free furnace sale works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. I guess if you're looking for a catch, the catch would be you have to buy an air conditioner, but I don't know if you can call it a catch because we say it in every ad. To me, catch implies we're trying to trick you or something's hidden. I tell you what, if you want to find out for yourself if our free furnace sale is for you, we'll come to your house for free and show you exactly what the price would be and how much you can save. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. Our schedule fills up fast when we're running this promotion, so don't hesitate. Call today, 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Two kids are in critical condition after being hit by a car near downtown Salt Lake City. Police say the driver is cooperating, but no further information has been released. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, new this afternoon, police are releasing the 911 call that led them to talk to Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie outside Moab last month. In that call, a man says he saw a man slap a woman before the couple drove away. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crash-free and delay-free on all your Valley freeways, but we do have an accident called out in South Salt Lake at State Street at 3300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny day, but it's cool out there, 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
All of the injuries are non-life-threatening after a shooting at Heritage High School in Newport News, Virginia today. Two students were shot. The suspect took off. More students were injured in the panic to get out of the school. ABC's Alex Stone.
The victims and the suspect apparently knew one another. Seemed like they were having a beef of some kind, an argument. All of the injured being students. Now they're trying to track down who that shooter was.
600 Border Patrol personnel sent to Del Rio, Texas amid an escalating migrant crisis. This, as the White House says, the first of thousands of Haitian refugees there have been flown back to their homeland. Stocks tumbling today. The Dow and NASDAQ both up more than 2%. Susan Smith of U.S. Equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago says people are looking at it and seeing a reaction, but that's because the market's been going up for so long, and says it's important to note the market doesn't always go up. Sometimes goes down, which it's doing right now, down 884 points, the Dow. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Police in Florida are now looking for the boyfriend of Gabby Petito after he went missing last week after being named a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance. Retired Deputy Chief from Unified Police and private investigator consultant Chris Bertram is confident the police will find Brian Laundrie.
The probability of them finding him is absolutely at the highest level. This is a nationwide manhunt. And whether he's in that small area, that nature reserve in Florida, or he's just traveling around the country, they're going to find him. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but they are going to find him. This is a national search. And the FBI can pull in, a lot of other tools to find him. For instance, and it wouldn't be surprised if they believe that he's out on the run somewhere, putting him on their top 10 most wanted list opens up a lot of avenues with regards to money and rewards. And I think the nation as a whole is looking at this. The general public opinion is that he should have talked sooner. And so I think that there's a lot of people that if he's out there, they're going to be looking for him. And I think that when you have that kind of a force multiplier that everybody around this country is looking for him, it's a lot more difficult for him to stay hidden.
Bertram also says police will now be able to ramp up their investigation into what happened to Gabby.
This is not a slowdown period. The fact that they don't know where her boyfriend is, is you know, adds to this. And so, you know, it's interesting that, you know, at this time you think, well, we found a body, we can, you know, maybe, you know, scale back a little bit. Absolutely not. This is now the full court press. This is all hands on deck, because you're going to put as much information, you're trying to put as much information about, you know, the date and the approximate time that she went missing, that this, you know, that she may have been, you know, murdered, how it was that it happened. And, you know, now how do you track and put him in the area if he is possibly the suspect, or you know, put, you know, people in the area that may be associated with this crime. You're also looking for witnesses, because in fact, if some of these people that have come forward and said, hey, I picked them up hitchhiking, or I did something like that, if those are actually true, then they become very important witnesses, because they can put him in the area, they can put his behavior as somewhat, you know, suspect, and you're going to be running all that stuff down.
We are also hearing that Brian Laundrie's attorney will speak at a news conference tomorrow morning at 11, and we will bring that to you when it does begin. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. The latest on your drive with Ricky Meese.
Well, I'm getting reports of a possible new accident on northbound I-15 in Utah County near 5th East in American Fork. I don't have a lot of information. It may be on one of the ramps, the on or exit, on or off ramp around northbound I-15 at 5th East American Fork. I'm certainly not seeing any delays on the main flow of the freeway. In fact, all the valley freeways and I-15 either direction in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah County seeing good speeds all the way. We do have a crash. This is State Street at 3300 South. Don't miss the Gluten-Free World Expo Saturday, September 25th from 10 to 5 at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Tickets on sale at myglutenfreeworldexpo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 65 today. A lot of sunshine after this cool start. Fall feels like it's here already, right? Tomorrow, another cool start. 73 the finish. Tomorrow, or rather Wednesday, we're at 79. And again, lots of sunshine. That'll be back to near average. Then we're going to keep it there. Thursday, sunny skies, 81. Well, the same on Friday, also 81. And 82 on Saturday, mostly sunny. Right now, Sunday looks good, too. 83 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
61 degrees downtown. And, boy, a dramatic change in the markets. A lot of red numbers. The Dow down by nearly 3%. The NASDAQ down by more than 3%. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore. My team and I are busy working on issues that matter most to you and meeting with folks across the 1st District. It's an honor to represent you in Congress. Please join me for a public telephone town hall event on Thursday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Let's talk inflation, immigration, Afghanistan, Hill Air Force Base, my recent wins for Utah's defense community, wildfire prevention, and anything else you'd like. Call in on Thursday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. The number, 833-305-1678. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter at www.blakemore.house.gov and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rep Blake Moore. More details will be found there. It's a privilege to serve you, and I look forward to hearing from you on Thursday. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Utah's return to growth from the pandemic recession shows the strength of our economy's fundamentals. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber. This broad and diverse economic foundation was built deliberately through foresight, planning, and execution on goals. Now, our competition is global, and we must think about our innovation strategies and build those industries that will keep Utah the best place for business growth. To achieve this, the Salt Lake Chamber created and launched the Wasatch Innovation Network. The Wasatch Innovation Network will bring together leaders and institutions, connect industry to capital, startup to incumbent, and academia to market, with the purpose of creating a team of teams to scale out Utah's innovation ecosystem. As there are key developments happening in Utah around innovation, such as the Point of the Mountain and Falcon Hill Aerospace Research Park, through the network, Utah can develop a first-in-the-nation innovation blueprint for other states to model.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and up to a 10% bonus up front? That's right, up to 10% per year and an upfront bonus just for opening an account. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have money dying in the bank, an IRA or a 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. Do the math, and you'll guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the up to 10% bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. With an up to 10% bonus just for opening an account, it's not going to last long. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time 1254. Harvey Weinstein is pleading not guilty to a new indictment against him. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with details.
The latest grand jury indictment against Harvey Weinstein was handed up in August. It includes a restored count of sexual battery that has been challenged by Weinstein's attorneys. Again, Weinstein pleading not guilty to the charges involving five women. Prosecutors here in L.A. initially charged Weinstein in January of 2020. Then he was indicted on the same charges. Weinstein was already convicted on separate charges in New York and will serve 23 years in prison there. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Household income saw the first significant decline in nearly a decade last year. Median household income was about $67,500 in 2020. That's down 2.9% from the year before. The last time median household income fell significantly was 2011 in the aftermath of the 2007-2009 recession. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Maker of TikTok is capping screen time for teens in China. The owner says users under the age of 14 will be restricted to only 40 minutes a day. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, this comes as an ongoing effort from China to restrict children from spending too much time online. Toyota is set to roll out a new ride. The company has announced plans to manufacture a hybrid pickup truck. The company says the latest version of the Tundra pickup will include a hybrid option. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow now down by 932 points. That's nearly 3%, sitting at 33,653. S&P 500 now down by 3% as well, down 122 points. And the NASDAQ gets down by more than 3%. A face mask requirement and a surge in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations didn't seem to detour the crowds attending the FanEx Comic Convention. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Walking through the doors of the Salt Palace Convention Center, there were so many people, the only signs of a surging pandemic were all the masks and people passing their hands over a thermometer to make sure they were fever-free before being allowed to scan their entry badges. After that, it was into the convention hall where plenty of people were dressed up for cosplay to see some favorite celebrities and to shop.
Do you think you're going to break even?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have.
Already?
Yeah, we have.
Young adult fiction author Joe Schneider says people seemed ready to buy something new after a two-year break. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making. That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.